If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And now, the man I grew up listening to.
Oh, please.
It's John Landecker. Talk Truly is his middle name.
And what a great job you did growing up. I just want to congratulate you on that.
I'm almost there. Thank you. Well, you're an especially proud dad right now. Tell us what's going on with your daughter, Amy.
Amy has a movie out, which she stars in, wrote the script, and directed. It's called For Worse. It is a romantic comedy. It will be there will be a screening of it Thursday night at the Music Box Theater in Chicago at 3733 North Southport, and that will start at 7 p.m. And that will be followed by a Q&A with Amy and Bradley, and I will be moderating that, if that's the right word, if I could moderate anything. I've never been known for my moderation, but, you know, this may be the first time. I'll give it a shot.
And Bradley, of course, is the well-known actor Bradley Whitford.
Is he
now, let me ask you something. Does Bradley call you Dad married to your daughter?
He calls me Pops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pops.
Yeah.
And now this is far from the first big appearance in a TV show or a movie for young Amy Landecker.
Oh, no, it's not.
Tell us what she's done in the past.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, she's done a ton of stuff in the past, but this is something she's been working on for years. And, you know, Hollywood has this sort of stereotype of the older man, younger woman. This movie flips it. It's a older woman. That's, in this case, someone in their mid-50s who ends up with a younger man as a date at a wedding. And that's all I can say right now. Now, the things that she's done in the past, well, let's see. Serious Man, just about every type of SVU there is. I'm drawing a blank here.
She was in that streaming series.
Oh, Transparent. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where she and Bradley met, as a matter of fact, during that Transparent shoot.
This movie, written and directed by Amy Landecker, and do I remember when she was little, you had a babysitter, and didn't the babysitter become a famous actor? Am I remembering that right?
Jennifer Beals.
Right.
Yeah.
How about that? That's pretty good.
Jennifer Beals.
Babysitter. Because she lived in your building, didn't she?
No. But it was only
they all
went to Francis Parker School.
Okay.
So that's the connection there.
Oh, by the way, there was somebody emailed when they heard you were going to be on the show this morning. Let's see. Since John Landecker will be with you in the morning, maybe you guys could answer my question about the music from just the very short last 10 seconds of John's show opening music. I thought it was from Nightbeat with Marty McNeely or Carl Grayson, one of our favorite shows. It was not. Do you guys know? Shazam and Google did not help me. I remember it from years back, just not sure from where. I think it would work well as my ringtone. What are they talking about, John?
I'm not quite sure what they're talking about. I mean, I've been using Chicago Make Me Smile, but that's not an obscure tune. There was something that I used from the Fire Sign Theater, which had a bunch of clapping, and the Don't Be Nervous, Don't Be Rocky, You're a Teenage Guest is Jockey. Maybe that's it. I don't know. That was from a comedy 45 RPM record that came out in the late 50s called Chaos Radio. But I'm not sure what this email refers to. Excuse me.
You do listen to your show once in a while, don't you?
Every chance I get.
And
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We thought it'd be perfect to have you on this morning because you're only doing a two-hour program tonight, correct?
Yes, it's a 120-minute special.
And that's after the Blackhawks Live, 8 until 10 o'clock. You know, I never get to see you anymore because of the hours here. But I hear stories about what goes on with you, and I do listen to you occasionally at night. And it sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Oh, no, that is absolutely true. I got a little hoarse voice this morning. I don't know. I woke up with it. I tried to kick it out of bed, but it wouldn't leave.
You've got all day to work it out.
We have a good time. That was the whole premise when I came on. I came on during a very turbulent time, and that was a few years ago, and decided that I wasn't going to do anything that would remind people of the state of the world. So I've continued to do that, even though times have sort of changed and then circled back.
Well, you do get the news, every half hour, but I think a lot of people are looking for an escape, and you certainly are providing that.
Well, I hope so. I certainly feel mentally drained following the news all day long, and so it's a relief for me, too, to get out and sort of be loose and, you know.
Yeah, I was talking earlier this morning about how I was watching the news all day yesterday, and finally I had to kind of wean myself off of it, I started watching a couple of Seinfeld reruns to get me out of it. You need some comedy, don't you?
Yeah, and even if it's not quote-unquote comedy, you need some sort of lifestyle or lighthearted stories or something unusual that takes you away from reality, which is a great idea these days.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to what's going on this week. You're going to be moderating a Q&A with your daughter Amy and her husband Bradley Whitford. It's the movie At the Music Box. What a great place to see any movie.
It is.
The film is called For Worse, and it's written and directed by Amy Landecker.
And stars, by the way.
She is the star. Yeah. Bradley's in this.
Oh,
right?
He sure is. Absolutely.
And
I don't want to give away plot points, but yeah, Bradley's in it. You can count on it.
So if people want to go
Bradley
see
Bradley Whitford hanging around and not put him in a movie, you know?
It's Thursday at 7 at the Music Box. Can people still get tickets? How does that work?
Well, no one. I'm not in charge of ticket sales, but you can contact the Music Box Theater. And I checked online yesterday, and they were still selling them, so go get them.
John Records Landecker, I am very glad you're still using the radio station as a tool for your amusement. That was our slogan back in the day, and it still is.
It still is.
You'll hear him tonight starting at 8, 1 hour later. Have a good one. Thank you, John.
Thanks for having me on, Bob. Talk to you
anytime.
Soon.
Yep.